9:48. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning. Mike Wiggins is here. Getting ahead of myself this morning. It's getting darker outside.
So
there's good news.
Yes.
And the wind is picking up. If you're wondering, we've been praying for rain here on the Garden Line. We are just one, I'd say, hour short of getting into our rain dance.
It may be time to go ahead and start.
Yeah.
It really might be. It
sure.
Is just, well,
I think people have seen weirder things in this parking lot, so.
We won't go there.
We won't
okay.
go there.
We won't go there. Okay. Fall bulbs. You ready?
Bulbs.
Okay. Here's just the name of some of them. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, ranunculus, crocus, Dutch iris. All of those are bulbs that we can plant or will plant in the fall that will bloom in the spring. But there are a couple of other little details we need to know about. The tulips and the hyacinths need to go into your refrigerator for 6 weeks before you plant them. So you can buy them now and then plant them 6 weeks from now, or, you know, around the first of the year. Back up and go 6 weeks from that, and then you could go ahead and plant your tulips and daffodils. What you're trying to do is to fool them, make them think they're in Chicago. So with all that cold weather, because our warm weather is not good for tulips. And the tulips, for example, as pretty as they are, and you see them in the catalogs and you see pictures of them up north, they're fabulous, but they are just not the best for us. Number one, they'll never come back. You want them to, but they won't. Now, I hope somebody is going to text us and say, wait a minute, Mike, mine come back every year. If that's the case, we need to find out what variety that is. But for the most part, they are not going to come back. So put them in the refrigerator, plant them. And the way to plant those bulbs, there's a couple things you need to know. Take that bulb and plant it about 2.5 times its diameter. That's how deep you plant it. The crocus bulb is a little bitty bulb, about as big as a quarter. So you can plant it relatively shallow. A big daffodil bulb, it could be almost 2 inches, and plant it 4 inches. So 2.5 times the diameter of the bulb. Put a little bone meal into the hole. Bone meal is good for bulbs. You can buy it in little 5-pound bags at your garden center. And plant them in the sun. Plant them in the sun. Now, insofar as the daffodils are concerned, there are those varieties that will come back. The one we've always talked about on the Garden Line before is Carlton. If you can find a Carlton daffodil, which is yellow, it's your best for you. And so plant a Carlton daffodil, and you will get some repeat growth year after year. But most of the other ones won't come back. Which is unfortunate because they really are pretty. But still, a lot of people plant them because they want that spring color. And they probably a lot of folks who have relocated from northern climates coming to Pensacola remember how you just have to put them in the ground up there and they'll come up and keep coming up. So, but anyway,
what about an Easter lily? Mine comes back every single year and it's multiplying.
Those lilies will do that, absolutely.
Like, and they keep multiplying.
Exactly.
I started with one. Somebody gifted me when my dad passed away.
That's exactly right.
And I really don't bother it that much. I just make sure that the soil is clean and healthy and there's nothing nesting in there. And then it's usually now after Easter, they start really blooming. But I got it in 2017 when he passed, and I have 5 or 6 now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and if you're going to buy these daffodils, buy the bag that has the biggest. The bigger, the better, because you're just going to get more blooms that way. If you buy these little bitty ones, it's not going to be that great. But tulips, daffodils, highlands, hyacinths, crocus, and ranunculus. I love the crocus. Every spring, early spring, you always see that picture of Minneapolis or Chicago or somewhere way north of that little crocus poking its head up through the snow. It's the first one to come up. It's sort of a harbinger of spring. And so the crocus will do that. It's a small one. It's not going to grow very high, but it's fun to plant.
And very pretty and colorful.
Exactly.
We need that up north after long winters. It's already snowing around the country.
Oh, exactly. I know. And
Not for me.
I lived in Chicago for a couple of years, and I could not wait to head south.
Windy. And Oprah. Exactly. So I definitely enjoy this time of year. And so we are very thankful. Very, very thankful.
Yes, we are.
It's 9:54. Let's take another quick break here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. If you'd like to sneak in a quick question, 850-4370-1620. Get
that high note, John.
Oh. I mean, I can, but I'm not
going
to
do
that.
It was a good try. It was good.
Little Aretha, as we get ready to wrap up the next couple minutes.
Let's talk real quick about landscape rules. Now, yes. That's probably multiple shows, but maybe we want to get our buddy Paul in here from Blue Sky to have him, and I can participate in a little discussion about landscaping rules. But I think there are a couple things we need to remember about that, that a landscape is very subjective. Its beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now, you can go tropical, you can go traditional, you can go kind of minimalistic, you can go xeriscaping where you plant native plants that don't need a lot of water. You can do all kinds of different types of landscaping. But I've always thought you kind of need to look at your neighborhood. If your neighborhood is very traditional, I'm not sure if palms and tropicals and all that is exactly what you want to do. But it's what you enjoy. It's what you enjoy. And unless you're subject to a homeowners association rules, which I hope you're not, but whatever makes you happy, that's what you should put into your yard. But there's one rule I was going to mention because as we end up the show, a tasteful, professionally installed or one you do yourself, well-maintained landscape, the rule is it will return $3 for every $1 you invest in your landscaping. And if you're going to sell your house, a lot of the real estate agents, and rightly so, they're doing exactly the right thing, will say, okay, we need to work on the landscaping. And it's a shame to do it then when you could have done it previously and enjoyed it yourself. So, if you're going to have curb appeal, you've really got to have a nice landscaping. You may have the most wonderful house ever inside, new kitchens, new bathrooms and all that. But if there's no curb appeal, they may not stop and come in your house. So we need to have a show where, what are we seeing?
You see raindrops.
Is it raining outside?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry to our friend Mike who's listening and begging us to stop praying for rain. I'm so sorry. It's already happening.
It's happening.
He already started dancing.
Yes,
Mike,
you
put your shirt back on.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate it.